national moratorium on evictions is set to expire in just over a week. Meanwhile, Congress has approved more than $46 billion in rental assistance in response to the pandemic, but some eligible renters are finding that accessing that funding isn't always easy. Stephanie Stokes of WABE in Atlanta has one story that speaks to the challenges immigrant families can face.
Irma Otsuna Perez stands at a bus stop in her neighborhood in northeast Atlanta. She has a face mask on and a jacket hood.
Como me verán, como vengo vestida del trabajo.
She says this all-black outfit is her work uniform for cleaning hotels. It's been difficult during the pandemic. She hasn't gotten enough hours, and that caused her to fall behind on rent. Earlier this year, she went to an event for the local rental assistance program run by United Way of Greater Atlanta and thought she could get help. Many applicants were Latinx.
Toda la gente cree cuando uno va a ese evento.
She says everyone at the event was hopeful. A caseworker told her the program would pay her bills in 20 days. But 3 months passed, and that didn't happen. Pratit Biswas is vice president of homelessness at United Way. He says he knows families are in crisis.
Whenever I meet these families, I always wonder, I wish I could respond to them today because that's what they need.
The problem is, this spring, many eligible families fell into a gap in funding. The federal government is giving local governments money in a few rounds. Right when Otsuna Perez applied, United Way ran out of the first round. But Biswas says that doesn't mean families like hers won't get help.
We took all the applications from round one and tried to process them as the first ones in round two.
In Otsuna Perez's case, it's not clear if that happened. She says she didn't receive anything other than a note in English saying there was no more money. An Urban Institute survey found 1 in 5 low-income immigrant families had trouble paying rent at the end of last year. And yet, many immigrant families, especially those with undocumented members, have struggled to get rental assistance, says Catherine McKay. She's at the Aspen Institute, which has studied programs across the country.
Those are households that are likely to be lower income. There's also language barriers and reticence to ask for help.
She says some programs early in the pandemic excluded families with undocumented members. In the latest rounds of rental assistance, there are no such restrictions. And McKay says this money is supposed to reach the people who need it most.
The purpose is to ensure that this recovery is more equitable. That's why there's so much money for social safety net programs and things like emergency rental assistance in the American Recovery Plan.
Pratip Biswas acknowledges United Way could do better. He says the organization has advertised on the Spanish language network Telemundo and tried to be flexible with documentation around pay stubs and rental leases. Now the agency has paused applications again because it's received so many, but it's still allowing Spanish-speaking families to apply.
If you apply in Spanish, that site is still open because we want the immigrant group to keep coming in, right?
Otsuna Perez's case is among those applications. United Way caseworkers finally made contact with her landlord.
No lo quiero para, como para gastármelo, sino que para pagar.
Otsuna Perez reminds me that is who this money is for. Months behind now, and with late fees, she knows she can only catch up if she gets some help. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Stokes.